Washington became a more dangerous place to work last year. The Department of Labor and Industries says more people died on the job in 2014 than in any of the past 3 years. KUOW's John Ryan reports from Seattle.
64 people died on the job in Washington last year. Traffic accidents were the leading cause. Falling from ladders and at construction sites was the second leading killer. Those kinds of accidents are common year after year, despite regulations aimed at preventing them. 2014 also saw a unique accident. 5 victims of the Oso landslide, including 2 electricians and a satellite dish installer, were actually working when the landslide hit. It's unusual to see these numbers getting worse. The American workplace has generally been getting safer in recent decades, especially as fewer of us work around heavy machinery and more of us sit in front of computer screens for a living. But last year was the worst for Washington workers since 2010. That year, an explosion at the Tesoro refinery in Anacortes killed 7.
Skagit 911.
What was the explosion that just happened at 1231 and shook the whole building?
It was near the refineries, and I don't have any other information.
Oh, my God, I hear the sirens going. I'm going to pray for them.
Labor and Industries hit the Texas company with the largest workplace safety fine in Washington history. Tesoro appealed. 4 years later, it's still tied up in court. In December, the state asked the appeals judge to begin contempt proceedings against Tesoro for withholding documents and instructing its witnesses not to testify. The judge will decide whether to go that route later this month. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.